spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring sticky, happy corn coconut pudding and boiled vegetables.
Hello everyone. How are you doing, good vegetarian? Good, huh? Yes, healthy, happy. Today we're going to cook some jikir happy. Yes, and corn coconut pudding. For this jikir happy, we have sticky rice, mushroom, vegan mock chicken. You can buy them in the can, or you have texture protein, is fine. Yes. And of course, we have vegetable bouillon powder, yeah, soup powder. Some black pepper, soy sauce, or Maggie, and some fresh vegetable. I have here yellow zucchini, green zucchini, and red pepper. I also have some peas. And for corn pudding, we have fresh corn, or you can have them from the package. A little salt. Fruit syrup or fruit sugar. And we have some
cornstarch.
My 3/4 spoon
cornstarch.
And coconut milk. Okay, that's it. The vegetable is flexible. You can have any other vegetable if you like. Okay, now we have to begin to cook the rice already. Yeah. It's like 2 cups of sticky rice in a rice cooking pot. This is automatic cooking pot. Electric, But last time you saw me cooking with an ordinary pot already, so it should be okay either way. We wash the rice several times in case any dirt or anything is in it. Put some water in that rice pot and stir it and wash it and rinse it. Just wash it like you would wash anything else. Put your hand in there and squeeze it a little bit like that. And then rinse the water out, that's it. And then you fill in water. Like a half of your index fingers. Cover on top of the rice. From the top of the rice surface to the surface of the water, every half of your index finger. Then you put it in here. Plug it in. You buy these rice cooker in a Chinese shop anywhere, and then you put it up for cooking, you see? Say cook and warm. When the rice is cooked, it will automatically switch to warm. Yeah? And then it's done. And you have to check it. After the water is boiled, you check it. If the water is not completely absorbed yet by the time it's boiled, you drain the excess water out. Okay? It doesn't matter if you put more water. You will drain it out and it will be okay. Right. And now we're going to prepare the filling for the sticky rice. Now we have here some mushroom. You chop it. It's fine. Very, very fine. Right? You can use fresh mushroom or you can use the dried mushroom in the package. And then you chop also this mock chicken or texture protein, whatever you have. Also chop them fine. Yes. If you don't have these, you can use dry texture protein. Yes. Chop very fine. They have some dry texture protein, which is already very fine. See, we chop them fine, mix them together. I use a half of the can of the mock chicken, meaning vegan protein, and 2 small mushrooms, and chop. Be careful, kid, with a knife, okay? If you are not used to it, you chop slowly, slowly, like this. It's fine. We have time to learn. Don't rush anywhere. I'm just used to it, so I chop fast. Practice make a master. Don't worry, you will be fine. You will be the best cook for your family. In time, yeah? Okay. I have confidence in you. Concerning all these measurements, it's only a guideline. If you make a little bit too much of the stuffing, you know, for the mock chicken and the mushroom, it doesn't matter. You will use it tomorrow, eat it with bread, or make a sandwich out of it, or eat it with rice. It will be also very tasty. Yeah?
Okay. We have a pan, and we put olive oil in there. We're going to fry the mushroom and the protein. Meanwhile, mix a couple of teaspoons vegetable bouillon powder, soup powder, and half a teaspoon of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of maggi into a bowl. Mix it, yeah. I'm gonna put it in the mushroom and protein mix. You could dash in a drop or two of fruit syrup. And that's that, see? Oil is ready. I'm gonna put this in to fry. Golden. Oh, when the smell comes out nicely, you know it's cooked. The mushroom doesn't take long to cook, especially when we chop it. So just a couple minutes to be fine. And then we tear in this spice and soup powder. You can have other kind of celery, but this is simple cooking. This black pepper, soy sauce will be very nice already. Okay, that's it. We turn the heat off. Or we put it aside. That's good enough already. Leave it aside. I check if it tastes good. Check, okay? Always check your food if it tastes good. If it doesn't, you always can put more maybe. Oh, it's just perfect. Wow, tastes really good already. So we leave it aside here. Meanwhile, we cook something else. Guess what next? We boil the vegetable. If you cook several dishes, it's best to use the same cooker, yeah? If you use electricity, because it's still hot already, so we save the electricity. See, even we put just a little water, I have to still drain some out. After it boiled, still some excess water is there. So we drain it all out. Okay. Sticky rice doesn't need as much water as normal rice. So after it boiled, if still some water left, you drain it out. And then stir it up. And with some wooden utensil or chopstick if you have. Just stir the rice evenly. Let it flatten, cover up, and it will cook by itself because it's electric and automatic. We could also now prepare the water to cook the corn pudding. I just fill this pot with half of the water. In the boiling water for vegetable, we put a pinch of salt. Yeah. And in the water that's boiling for the corn pudding, we also put a pinch of salt. So we don't have to put a lot of sugar. It is cooking. Wow. The one for vegetable is already boiled. So we're going to drop the vegetable in there. This pepper are sweet paprika. They are not sharp. I put the whole pepper in there. And the zucchini and also the peas. Let it boil. As soon as it boils, you turn the heat off, okay? And let it cover for several minutes. This is the stuffing that we made just now. And the rice is cooking well in there. See? Cook automatically. It's gonna be fine. Don't keep opening the lid, okay? Because the steam will come out and the rice won't be cooked. I just opened for you to look. Because we put the whole pepper in, so it floats. So we turn it around, so it cooks on the other side. Yeah. Okay, it's already reboiled. We're gonna turn it off. We don't cook too long the vegetable, okay? 1-2 minutes after boil is fine. Otherwise, the vitamin, the crispiness, and the goodness will be more lost. We don't have to wait for the water to boil, we can put the corn in already. We just put the corn in there. The traditional Vietnamese corn pudding, they slice the corn from the cob. Yeah. But you don't have to. We make it simple. We just put the whole thing in there. If you don't have fresh corn, you can use from can or the one that they cooked already in the supermarket. But fresh is always better. You just remove the corn from the cob and cook it for like 5 minutes. Meanwhile, we prepare the cornstarch. All we do is just put a little water in here to stir it. And then we'll add it in after the corn is cooked. And together with some fruit syrup, add it in the pudding afterwards. Remember, always watch out for your boiling water, okay? So it doesn't overboil. After it's reboiled, you let it simmer for 5 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes. 10 is better. If it's a fresh corn, you use 10 minutes. If you don't have time and you don't have fresh corn out of season, you use canned corn or already cooked corn, then it's only several minutes is fine. That cornstarch, we have to mix it first in cold water before we mix it in the boiling pot, because if you don't mix first with the cold water, then it will be lumpy. Yeah, we mix well, we stir it very well until cornstarch completely dissolved into the water, become just like liquid, like milky. Yeah, just like that, without obstruction to your movement. Yeah, if it's obstructed, that means the cornstarch still simple at the bottom. Okay. Now we stir this mixture of cornstarch in the boiling pot of corn. Yeah. That's that. And we stir it quick. Yeah? Quickly so that it's dissolved into the boiling water smoothly. Yeah? You see that? Yeah, it's nice. Okay, when it's cooked, that means it's all look transparent and just enough thickness. If you feel it's too thick, not to worry, add some more water. And if it's not thick enough for your liking, you add more cornstarch mix. Yeah? Right. Cooking is simple and fun. No panic. This is just the right texture that I want. Yeah, when you put it on and it comes like this, just stick to your chopstick or spoon. Now we have to reduce the heat to very low. Very, very low heat. Otherwise it will burn and stir it, okay? Now we're going to add in the syrup and stir it together. Add a little bit and then check it if it's sweet enough for you. Okay, we taste it like that. Be careful, it's hot, yeah? Blow it. Not sweet enough. We add some more. See, it's very simple. No need to measure even. For this, no need. Stir the syrup together. Stir it quick and well, but not too strong outwardly, otherwise it might spill on your cooker. Hard to clean. The fruit syrup is not as sweet as cane sugar. So you can add a little bit more until you like it. Okay, I think it should be fine already. Now we turn off the heat and we put this aside because it's cooked already. We don't want to burn it, okay? We cover it, put it aside to the colder cooker area. See, this is how it looks. And then when we serve it, we just put a couple of tablespoons of coconut milk on top. Then it will be just fine. After 5 minutes, you stir the rice in the pot. Stir it up so that it's maybe more evenly moist and cooked. Okay, so that the top is not as dry and the bottom is not as wet. Stir the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom. That's it, and we'll leave it. We'll leave it 5 more minutes and should be cooked well. Actually, it's good already. We could use it. But I like to keep it there for 1 or 2 more minutes so that it's evenly cooked. The rice is cooked. We unplug the electricity. And now we're going to make some fun stuff. We put a little bit of vegan butter onto the a piece of cling wrap. Okay. So that it doesn't stick, that's all. Then we scoop like 2 tablespoons of sticky rice. And spread it on that piece of clingy wrap, well buttered. Okay. And then we fill in with the mushroom and protein that we have made. Okay, put 1 tablespoon in the middle and we wrap this to a bowl. Right. Yeah, you see? First you put the 2 eggs together to cover it, yes. And then you press it with your hand to make it into oblong shape, almond shape, yeah, like this. Then press it well all over so that it will be nicely pressed, not loose, eh? Have to be really nicely pressed, neatly stick together into a ball shape like this. Yeah, okay. And we can reuse this wrapping paper again, eh? Don't throw it out. Now, just for the fun of it, we cut three tips of red pepper and scoop the inside out until it's spaciously round. All the thing inside, scoop it out. Scoop it out. Scoop the inside of it. Be careful that you don't break it, okay? Just scoop the obstruction inside out. Just like spiritual practitioners, you know? Whatever obstructed us inside, we meditate and we clean it out. Yeah. So we have it like that. Now, we put this almond shape sticky rice, one end into this, like this, see? And it looks nice. And plate it on your plate, of course. And we do another one using this same. It's already butter. It will not stick. So, if the butter is all gone, you can put a little bit more. Just spread the butter on it. You have to use one hand to hold the other end of the cling wrap, otherwise it will run away from you. Scoop another tablespoon and half into this well butter cling wrap and spread it, flatten it out, yeah, and fill in another tablespoon of the mushroom protein that we have prepared. You can make a little more or less, it depends on how much you like. And we put the two S together again, see, like this. Let it rest on the chopping board first. Press it to S together and then press from all sides. And then we squeeze it in together so that it covers the stuffing inside, eh? Just like that. Very simple, kiddo. And have much fun. Surprise your family and friends with your talent. All right. They'll be proud of you. Now, you know what to do already, right? We cover it all up and we have to press it well, okay? Well pressed so that it solidly stick together, you know? Like family love and united effort, okay? And then it will look like this. And then we stick one edge to the beautiful red pepper. This is a smaller red pepper, sweet paprika. It's not the bell pepper, eh? Bell pepper is a little bit too big. So, there we are. We have two already, and we make one more. Yeah. And then we're done. We still can use the same cling wrap, which is already butter. Use the butter side, okay? For what we have prepared, we can make 6 to 8 bowls like this. And enough for 2 people. And if whatever leftover rice or vegetable, you can make like fried rice out of it. Or just eat as is together with the vegetable tomorrow. When you stick the rice ball, you press in a little bit so they stay together. Arrange it well so it look like a fan shape. It doesn't really matter, it just look nice. You know I'm picky about decoration, don't you? And you stick it out a little bit, okay? Like this. Yeah, so it looked like this, similar like this. And now we drain the vegetable, all the water out. You can use the water to cook soup later. Don't waste the boiled vegetable water. You can drain it into a bowl and use it as a soup base. It's very delicious and nutritious anyway. Now we're going to arrange the vegetable on the plate, and that's it. Put the vegetable around like that, decorate it well, put it on the other corner. Yeah. Opposite to your rice, it's like this. And then we put green vegetable around it, just to make it look appetizing and nice. And the corn, we put in a cup or a bowl. And this, and top it with coconut milk. That's it. Very simple. So here is yours, sticky happy. Like the family stick together, happily. This is your complete dish, sticky happy. And I put extra coconut milk here, in case you need extra vegan oyster sauce. And some beer there for you if you miss it so much. Non-alcoholic beer, tastes just as grand. And some fruit, of course. And this is your corn pudding. Look like that with coconut on top. And I have some more fruity syrup on the table in case you need vegan oyster sauce. Extra if you need vegan oyster sauce or stir-fry sauce or thick soya paste is fine. Now I invite my friend. Welcome.
Thank you. What is this?
That's a sticky rice. There's some stuffing in it. I call it sticky happy. You can eat it with finger or you can use the utensil. Okay? Can use spoon to scoop it even. Yeah. You can use a knife to scoop. Eat it with the vegetable. The vegetable you eat with the vegan oyster sauce. You spread it on the vegetable. Or just dip it in as you go. Yeah. The sticky rice you don't need, it's already savory. It's already well spiced.
It's delicious. And what is inside?
It's just mushroom and texture protein.
Very nice.
Yes? Mm-hmm. You're not hungry, are you?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, you are also? Good, that's secret of appetite. Because if you're not hungry, no matter what, you know? It won't taste good. Okay, enjoy. Yeah, try the corn pudding.
Wow, it's very good.
You like the coconut part or the corn part?
Both together.
All together, yes, of course. Yes. If you need more of coconut milk, it's on the side.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
I like it very much.
Wonderful. You eat like this in Australia?
No, I've never eaten this one before.
Okay, Moit. Enjoy, Moit.
For being with us today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you many happy and loving meals together with your family. Thank you.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/BMD.